This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the number of people contracting the new coronavirus continues to rise globally and within the United States, a measure to help treat and combat the spread of the virus has advanced in the U.S. VOA's Mariama Diallo.
On Friday, U.S. President Donald Trump signed a more than $8 billion spending bill to combat the new coronavirus outbreak, including on a ship off the San Francisco coast.
Doing very well, but it's an unforeseen problem. What a problem. Came out of nowhere, but we're taking care of it.
Trump referring to the Grand Princess cruise, where a U.S. Coast Guard helicopter lowered virus test kits onto the vessel. U.S. officials are scrambling to keep the virus at bay after it claimed the life of a passenger. Meanwhile, more U.S. states confirmed new cases, including in Maryland, right outside the nation's capital. Governor Larry Hogan said patients in his state are isolated in their homes. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Washington.
Syria's war-battered Idlib region was quiet but tense on Friday as a ceasefire deal between Moscow and Ankara took effect in Syria.
At least 15 people were killed in fighting between government forces and jihadist insurgents, the Syrian Observatory War Monitor said. Idlib has been the center of a tug-of-war in recent weeks, with Moscow and Ankara, which back opposing sides in the war, edging closer to direct confrontation. Shaky ceasefires that bring relative calm have punctuated Syria's nine-year war, but all have collapsed. For this deal, Russia and Turkey have agreed to set up a security corridor along Idlib's main highway and to conduct joint patrols. But many say this isn't enough. It didn't establish a safe zone.